Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for waiting. I am Priscila, responsible for RI area of the company. Welcome to the results of Renova Energia on the first quarter 2023. Here in this session, we have Mr. Daniel Galo, our CEO, and Vitor Hugo Silva, CFO of the company. Before starting, we'd like to clarify that the information here presented are public and is available at the company website. And the statements during this teleconference reflect the premises and the current perspectives of the market. This event is recorded and it's going to be available at the website. We are going to start with a presentation and then we open up the floor for Q&A session. Now I'd like to pass the microphone to Mr. Galo for his initial considerations and then Mr. Hugo will present the financial earnings. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for participating in this first call, first quarter 23 Renova. Here we have the highlights of this quarter. If you follow us in this meeting, the main highlights, financial highlights in 2023. Our EBITDA, as you can see here in our presentation, is 20.9 million first quarter because of Alto Sertão 3, phase A, starting in December, producing an increase of 28.3 million compared to the first quarter 22. For the company, this was positive. In this quarter, we also had a net loss of 44.4 million, especially because of the variation of CDI and depreciation, even though there is an improvement of 21.7 million compared to the first quarter 22. In this quarter, we decided some litigation in developing area, both areas positive, one of them about Serra do Tigre, as you can see in this presentation, generating gain of 7.5 million. This was a dispute on areas that was solved. Also, an agreement on Cacimba's project, extinguishing the existing conflicts with the landowners and other developers that were in the region that will generate 8 million indemnization for the company. We also had, as an important event to the company, the first installment, the creditors CASI 2 and CASI 4 of the judicial plan, 48.9 million, fulfilling the established as the company reorganization plan. The dispute PPA and Lightcom that we hired in the free environment in March 16, it was suspended, the injunction for the contract, and the company is appealing in the agencies. We also had an event. We hired some financial consultants in order to help the variation, bringing financial alternatives and strategic alternatives so we can organize the debt profile with the creditors. This dialogue is ongoing in this quarter, and we are going to bring updates soon. About Renova, if you follow us, Renova is a Brazilian company, renewable energy generation, founded in 2001. And since 2006, focusing on wind projects, the main business of the company, we keep out Sertão 3, Stage A, started the operations in December, one of the 10 biggest complexes in Latin America, investment exceeding 2.5 billion in capex, and our main operational asset, 430 megas developed. The company has a pipeline in continuous development compared to other quarters. That is an optimization, an increase of power generation. Now we have 9.2 giga of developed projects and 5.3 licensed and certified. We have 80% of the portfolio of the company in wind projects and 20% sun projects. We had different processes last year optimizing and generating this result. About our wind project Alto Sertão 3, Phase A, there are 432.6 mega of installed capacity in 26 wind parks, and the turbines are G155 located in 6 municipalities in the southeast Bahia. Commercial operation started in December, 424.5 mega. Our energy is 100% traded, 53% in the free market, and 46% with regulated market with the government. Our maintenance operation is Vestas for this wind complex. We also have a recovery work under execution of the solar complex GD in Bahia, located in the same region of Alto Sertão 3 Fase A. This project has 4.8 mega of installed capacity, and the estimate is to fulfill in the first semester 2023, and energy traded, it will be distributed generation. And the advance of this development, we have basically 9% mounted. We just need to conclude the transmission line and the commissioning. About energy generation in Alto Sertão 3 Phase A, in operation since last year, on the left-hand side, you see a graph showing the evolution of the stage in the reorganization plan. And in December, we started the operation with 424 mega, 3 months ahead than the estimate period of time. And the generate of energy is aligned with the estimate by the company during the first quarter, generating about 390 mega average. Adding January to March, and this variation between the months is because of the wind resource that it varies around the months in Brazil. But the operation is aligned with the company estimate, and we are having the maintenance of this wind project. I will pass the microphone to Vitor Hugo now, our financial director, bringing the financial highlights of this quarter. Thank you so much. Good morning. I will talk about financial earnings. The first graph on the left, that is net revenue with big evolution, closing last quarter with 31.4. This quarter, we closed with 66.1, variation with 34.7. When we see the revenue last year, PCH sold in June, 12.6. And the wind park that we had, 9.1, Alto Sertão 3 was phased throughout the year of 22. Observing the first quarter, 23, 66 million, 37.6 trading energy, but this energy come from the wind park, and 28.4 is our energy in 3 and 14. When we see the EBITDA on the right-hand side, we see the evolution negative, 7.4 million in the first quarter 22, a positive one, 20.9, a variation of 28.3 because of Alto Sertão 3 start of operation. Net profit, we see on the first graph, last year was a loss of 66.1 million, and the reported loss is 44.4. Positive EBITDA 28 because of Alto Sertão. The financial result 13.1, although worsening CDI compared to the last year, the company had a great effort to reduce the EBITDA, but the impact is positive. Social contribution. a little bit lower, the PCH project and the wind project. Depreciation worsening because of the parts, 22 million. And we closed the profit with improving in 21.7 compared to last quarter. Cash flow, we finished the year with 63.8. We are closing the quarter with 28.8. The higher impact in the cash flow was the payment of the first installment of the reorganization plan. We are paying the creditors class 2 and class 3 now in February. In addition, is 48 million, taking this cash flow to 22.8 million reais. Indebtedness of the company, we see on the left-hand side, there is a graph reducing 45 million reais, although there is a payment and credit conversion of 80 million. This difference is CDI. CDI is very high, impacting our net debt of the company. So we leave 1 billion to 125 and payments 48.9 million and a credit conversion in 31.3. Amortization schedule is very long. Medium term is 6.8 years. The main payment is 30 and 31, representing 50% of the debt of the company being paid in the final 2 years of this amortization schedule. So we open up the floor for Q&A session. We are going to start the Q&A session. If you have a question, you can use the chat box on the right-hand side. We have a question of João. Good morning. Alto Sertão 3 project has capacity to generate 424 mega. But up to March, we saw the production reaching 250 mega. What is the level of generation expected by the company, considering that the project was concluded? Good morning, João. As I mentioned in the presentation, the project, the energy production is yearly based, 424 mega is total installed. And that is an approximate capacity that is 4%. The first 3 months of the year, the wind resource is lower in this region of Bahia. So this generate is aligned to what is estimated by the company on generation between the months. September, November, we are having an improvement of this capacity, but the generation is intermittent. We have to see the year result of the energy generation. That is a net result calculated based on capacity factor. For example, we had some days in March generating 300 mega because the wind was favorable. There are days that there is no wind. That's how a wind park works. And in the end of the year, we calculate the net energy generated. And for now, we are aligned with the estimated generation number by the company. That is one more question. Celsus, good morning, Galo. What is the expectation for the RJ and development of pipeline? Good morning, Celsus. About the reorganization, we have some challenges in the following months. So this is going to be solved. We are rescheduling the debt so we can have this exit. In the beginning of second semester, we are producing a positive effect for the creditors and leaving the JR. And the pipeline is ongoing in the company. We have a market moment that is more turbulent, but the company has keeping the pipeline, the development, optimizing the pipeline. As I mentioned in the beginning, we left 7 to 9 giga, especially because of the growth and some development. The company has a good structure and keeping the development of its pipeline. We close our teleconference about the first quarter 2023. Thanking you so much for your participation. And here we are at your service at the eye of the company for further clarification. Thank you so much.